This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Columbia Store and Tire, Twin Cedar School District, Motor and Auto Group, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill at the Hotel Sheraton, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, and Stan Drywall. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
In many modern farming families, a job in town is often part of a successful operation. How does it work out for one Marion County family? In the first part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in depth with Alvin Olivier, farmer, retired Knoxville police officer, and current part-time sheriff's deputy. So Alvin, did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did, in the Otley area.
Well, tell me about the farm.
Yeah, it was a family farm we had in those days when it was 260 acres, and we made a living off of that. And yeah, we grew up on the farm, and we had our responsibilities as chores before and after school every day. And then as I got older, I took over the family farm until I decided to move down to the Knoxville area after I got married, and actually bought an 80-acre farm to work on, and with the intent to get a job at 3M, but because I was only a mile from there where I lived. But things changed. I ended up renting more ground, and eventually got into law enforcement, which since I was a child was one of my interests, and always had a desire to get in law enforcement. And one evening when I come in the house from day's work on the farm, my wife said, well, there was an ad about Knoxville hiring a police officer. She said, you ought to go apply. So with that encouragement, I did, and which led to me getting hired and eventually led to a career in law enforcement, which I'm retired from as of now. And continued to farm and gained some acres to rent. And so now I got about 600-700 acres of tillable ground, along with a 90-cow calf operation. And so I'm fairly busy with all that. And today's modern world, that don't sound like a lot of acres, because most, if you don't have 1,000 acres or more, well, you're a pretty small farmer. But anyhow, I enjoy what I do, and I still do transports for the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and kind of just, I like to work with animals, and livestock, and just till the ground, work the ground, and watch the progress of crops grow and the benefit of harvest in the fall, where you kind of reap your benefits for the year's work.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, Marion County Auto Body, Jersey Freeze in Monroe, Knoxville Farm and Home, Melcher Dallas School District, and the Quilted Windmill. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Laley, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Pella Feed Service, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
I continued my conversation with Alvin Olivier. Now, was your farm big enough that a person could make a living at it, or did you go into law enforcement in part to supplement the farm income, or just because of your love for it, was it enough for a living?
No, well, depends on the, I guess, the size of the family or the operation, but off the farm job work is very beneficial. Of course, it was something I enjoyed. And like I said, law enforcement was kind of my goal in life. I always wanted to get in law enforcement. And with the amount of acres I did have at the time, you needed something to supplement your income, of course. But my law enforcement took over the farming part. I mean, I still farmed, but law enforcement was my priority.
This is sort of typical for a lot of people in Marion County, right, to supplement, well, and probably throughout rural Iowa and maybe the rural Midwest, is for people to supplement their income by having an outside job as well as a farm job, or at least one member of the household.
Yes, it seems that way, because I know there's a lot of people at 3M Hormel that also are, you know, involved with farming operations, or and even those that are on the farm, maybe like you said, their spouse has a job in town to supplement their income. So, but if you have a big operation, I think today's you can make a living off today's operations that involve many, many acres, and not necessarily even have to be that way, but that's just my opinion on that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Firm Foundations Concrete in Prairie City, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Pella Corporation, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Pella Precast Products, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service in Carlisle, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, Ozinga Feed Services in Oskaloosa, Krause Cafe, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Harry's Ag Application LLC, United Farmers Cooperative, Indianola Country Store, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, and the State Bank of Bussey.
I continued my conversation with Alvin Olivier. What do you enjoy about farming?
Just the being outside, Mother Nature, and watch the planting season, put seeds in the ground, watch them grow and develop throughout the growing season, and then, like I said, in the fall, reap the harvest, and just see the benefit, of the year's work of tilling the ground and growing a crop, and then harvesting it and putting it in bins and get ready for another year.
Does it make you feel good that you're feeding people?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it sure does.
When you would drive down the highway, do you look at, like right now I'm seeing a lot of calves out. Nothing's been planted yet when this interview is taking place. But what are you looking at that I might not be looking at as I'm driving, and, you know, maybe when the corn's coming up or it's calving season. How do you look at what you see? I mean, that might be different from me.
Well, I guess you just see how things are progressing and see just the beauty of nature. You see just the progress of the crops growing, maturing, the livestock out there in the pastures with their cows, with their little calves, you know, in this time of the year especially, against the green grass. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful scenery when on a nice sunny day, just drive the countryside and see the crops progress and see the cows and calves and the livestock out there in the pastures just having a life.
Do you ever think somebody's doing a really good job on their farm, or think, well, maybe they need to do something else better? Do you ever look at others' fields and operations like that? Sort of would seem to be a natural kind of assessment you'd be doing.
I think everybody does a good job, and, you know, with today's chemicals and tillage, you know, there's, if very seldom you see a dirty field or anything with weeds. And if there is, there's that's sprayed and cleaned up, and everything just looks real nice. And of course, Mother Nature has a lot to do with it. You know, the weather has to cooperate to make everything work.
Any advice to young people wanting to get into farming?
Well, you're encouraging them to do that. However, it almost takes a farm operation, a family-owned operation, I should say, for a young farmer to get started. So that, for just somebody to come out of college, go into, say, I'm going to go into farming and have no experience or any family or relatives to help them get started, it's going to be really, really tough.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Barn Builders, Marion County Bank, Hormel Foods, Ag Resource Management, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Let It Shine Detailing, Suter Family Farms, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Marion County Farm Bureau, McDonald's, Myers Construction, Sims Custom Wash, Janko Industries, manufacturer of handy products, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, Culver's of Pella, Nearwood Winery, Animal Health Center of Knoxville, and Straw Hat Farms of Pleasantville.
I continued my conversation with Alvin Olivier. Have we lost something, do you think, of course we've gained with the mechanization, but when we were kids, people would hoe beans and detassel corn, and all that's pretty much gone, and, you know, bale hay. A lot of us would do that. Have we lost anything with that change?
Well, yes. And how do I describe this? I mean, it definitely affects the family operation because, you know, children in the household, not every farm is this way, because some farms, you know, have their children do certain responsibilities out there for chores or in the fields, what have you. But there's so many now that go to town to get a job, say, children, kids, when they get teenage years, go to Hy-Vee to get a job, or Walmart, or whoever will hire them, Dairy Queen, whatever, you know, to help supplement them some income, because a lot of the modern day technology, machinery, has eliminated those jobs on the farm, because rather than go out there and pull weeds out of the bean fields or detassel corn, that's all become mechanized. Either you spray the weeds or you got a detasseling machine that does that in the corn. So that takes a lot of work away from the farm children, so to speak.
What are some of the things that you're thinking about as the seasons, as we enter the planting season?
Well, the good weather, the cooperation of the weather, of course, and hopefully, you know, you get everything put in a timely fashion, planted, and then once you get it planted, of course, and it starts to grow, you get concerned about storms, you know, hailstorm, windstorms as the season progresses. But that's why I carry crop insurance, so that gives me coverage if I have some losses due to wind or hail.
Are you thinking about the price of corn and beans?
Yeah, it is important, although today the prices are pretty marginal to make a profit, and it's pretty tough, and hopefully that's going to rebound, and I hope it don't take a drought to make that happen.
And input costs, have they gone up, or what are they holding about the same?
They're pretty much, well, they've held the same and probably come down some, and they have to because of the price of the commodities that we sell, with corn in the $3 range and beans in the $9 range, compared to a few years ago when corn was $6, $7 and beans was up to $15. Of course, yeah, the input cost was up at that point in time, but they haven't come down as much in relation to the way the prices of the crops or the corn and beans have come down, in my opinion. But hopefully they'll stabilize or come down some more. But they have equaled out. But like I said, it's a challenge. And every year you know that when you go into it. And the cash rents, yeah, they could come down a little more. But it's kind of hard for the landowners to lower their cash rent because they got taxes and improvements they want to do on their ground too. So they need to have their income also. So it all balances out, but it's pretty marginal on income anymore.
So why do you continue to do it?
Because I love to do it.
Just in your bones?
Yeah, just a way of life. Don't know any better, but I'm getting older, so I'm going to have to slow down one of these days, and I keep hearing that from my wife and other friends and relatives. When are you going to slow down? I said, well, probably the day I die.
Thanks to Alvin Olivier for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.